Yeah, and by that drum beat right there, it can mean just one thing. And that you're tuned in to the...
Ha!
Hot.
Pod! That means it's Monday night. Raw is over.
Finally.
And, we are here
right in front to now of entertain my face, you. And I just cannot hide it.
And quite possibly put you... to sleep with our brand of entertainment.
We have a brand.
I'm
not getting shit residuals from this brand.
Not, yes, no, yes, we are a brand, and no, you're not getting paid. How did this happen?
I'm blaming it on the B show. Whatever, nobody was sitting here.
But it was fine just a minute ago.
Right here. I'm not talking about where I sit. Not my seat.
Right so, here. So it's been a whole week since I've talked to you, gentlemen.
What number, man? What number?
And since last week, we've grown.
Impatient.
One episode, evidently. This is episode 148. 18 of 2018.
No, it's 148.10.
18 of 18.
I was kind of debating, it would this be, and I wasn't masturbating, but would this be...
You were. Just not at this point.
Considered our golden shower birthday? I mean, it's either that or it's... Not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, not literally, you know, like, we're not going to, like...
Just for this for this year.
The 25th?
Episode-wise.
Oh.
Does it make
like,
it?
I mean, does Golden Shower have to be mentioned at all? Like, that's weird.
It's weird that you mentioned that, like, first off. Like, are you into that?
No, yeah. I just, you know. Just,
I've heard of Golden Birthday. I've never heard of Golden Shower.
You're a liar.
I mean, not involved with birthdays, man. What's going on with you? Where's your mind today?
So
weird.
Draven.
My mind is not on Draven and Golden Shower, so let's retract that right now. I will say that it's kind of weird being like the only active wrestler on the roster here now.
Boo.
I still do hold a title at ARW.
So oh, yeah, that's right.
He's got to lose it at the next show. Pin me.
Well, you know, I still plan on doing, like, one last, you know, show for POW, too, you know, up in Fox League.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to do, like, the grin,
the grin tour. Going away tour. Yeah.
You going to take everybody's title, too?
This is the Santana Starks I Lost My Smile tour.
No titles needed, though. No titles.
So you don't want to go places and get titles dropped on you because you're quote unquote quitting, retiring, whatever, however you want to word it.
Right.
For now.
Right. Anyway.
So
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I figured before anything, we should probably like touch on that just a little bit before we get into any weekends or any of that. Because last week, after the Hot Pod, was it a couple days later, you kind of dropped that bombshell on the wrestling world, man.
Everything has its time, and Anarchy's been around for 9 years now. And, you know, we've had huge years. We have had ups and downs, you know, starting off like any other Fed would. We had great years. We had low years. We've been pretty steady for a long time. And I think we've done pretty much everything we can do, and it's time for new Feds. You know, like GPW and Freelance. Freelance has actually been around for about a good 4 or 5 years now, but that's definitely a company I would say. You know, you got companies like Kaiju out there. ARW definitely keeps supporting places like ARW, but there's so many different things going on that I believe that, you know, we've had a time, and I've got other stuff to concentrate on, like my pest Starks Pest Control, by the way. StarksPestControlChicago.com.
I just realized I don't have anywhere to wrestle in Illinois now.
What about Crash Tested? That's what I was like. Yeah. He didn't say Crash Tested in his whole
crash
big spiel.
Crash Tested's not around anymore.
They're not?
What about Kaiju?
I don't know, maybe.
Did you just call him a Jew?
Wah, 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 wah.
Let's not get racist right off the bat here, Draven.
I wasn't. You were.
Ooh. So either or, as I was stating, I need some time to, you know, make a lot of money doing that. And a lot of people don't know that my knee's kind of fucked up. And I've been kind of like, you know, keeping it together. But I think I really need to get some work done on it professionally. And, you know, there's stuff like that that need to get done. But I will be back eventually as far as wrestling goes. A lot better. I want to lose my... No.
Over
stop. It's not like you, Draven. You know, you put someone in a fucking... It's weird. It's like Draven was on this whole bit of wrestling for... At least trying to wrestle for a long time. And then he mounts somebody and that's it.
No.
It's like he's done.
No, I was done... Do I sound all right?
You're fine.
I was done way before that. That was a... Come out of retirement to make a little money and have fun with my friends. Don't. I heard my career ended in your ring, sir.
Was it the drop?
My career ended in your ring.
The drop kick heard around the world.
Just like that hurricane punch is the reason you're out, sunshine.
That is not the reason I'm out. My reason, my shit. PCW, when they were around, couldn't afford like a real wrestling ring, or I don't know if they couldn't afford it, didn't give a fuck. They used a boxing ring. It was a boxing ring where, you know, like all four fucking like met in the, so there was no give in the middle where they're supposed to. Oh yeah, there was nothing. So yeah, it was a boxing ring, and it was like bumping on cement. You know, talk to the, you know, old school guys that have been in PCW and shit like that. They'll tell you about this crazy ass. Ridiculous boxing ring we used to use for shows, and they eventually bought a real ring.
That makes me wonder, because the very first ring that I wrestled in was for this promoter named Big Lou, and the
Albano.
And the ring.
You worked for Captain Lou?
Yeah, of course. And then
you should be ring further on in your career.
Was a transitional ring where it could be either a boxing ring. Or a wrestling ring. Like, it had this spring in the middle. It either locked or it was unlocked.
Yeah, there was a spring in the middle of that bitch. I'll give you that. It don't matter. You know, there's no give. You know, like, if you ever built a real wrestling ring, it's like long fucking bars that go across. This was like four solid-ass bars that met like a cross.
Jesus.
And spring in the middle. There was no... No, that's not... That's a boxing ring. So, yeah. That's where my knee went.
Speaking of boxing rings and knees going, that's where I killed my knee, was Galley's boxing ring. I did the Buff Bagwell pose and poof. That was it.
Yeah, didn't you do a pose in like one of the fucking Rumbles?
Had to X out.
He said I had to X out. What kind of bitch am I out?
What kind of forever?
I remember there was an Anarchy Rumble. You came out. You did some kind of silly ass pose and fucked yourself up.
No, he did that at Galley. We were doing a tag match at Galley.
I'm gonna look the footage up. Man. Yeah, he did kind of silly ass pose.
Hey, Frankie, what's up, man? We did a tag match at Galley, and he went to do that whole Buff Bagwell pose, and he dropped one knee and then doubled over and was like rolling out of the ring going, I'm done! I'm done!
That was the beginning of the end. And then like 2 weeks later in your ring.
And then 2 weeks later, at Anarchy, he tries to do a drop kick and kills
a shotgun. Shoulder. A shotgun drop kick. I could do a drop kick.
No, you can't.
I've done it a million times before.
Yeah, that was that.
It was just because he was too quick for me. Why do you have to run at me? Why? You could have gave me half double A.
No. Oh man. This guy.
You know what I was thinking?
This dude right here, I tell you what.
In the DVD extras, he should tell us why he's really leaving wrestling.
Oh, get out of
it's
here.
It's his turn. It's his turn. Tell he's got to talk about something.
Tell us why he's really leaving wrestling.
I think he owes people money. You got gambling debts?
He's
I know you. He's betting on the horses. You look like a horse better.
Oh. Betting on drop kicks and them taking guys out. That's what I'm doing.
All right, guys. All right, gentlemen. So how was our weekends?
My weekend was one of epic proportions.
I would expect nothing less. I got a feeling I'm going to miss these weekends.
I did a quintuple shot.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Five?
Yeah. Very good, Draven. Very good. So I did five different shows.
Spanish.
Three different days. It was good times. Max, you were booked.
Okay.
Right?
No. No, I was totally free. Technically. I mean, I was busy doing stuff, but yeah, I could have fit some wrestling in there for sure.
I had no clue. I thought you were completely booked up.
You know what? It happens.
I mean, you know.
More often than not, but it happens.
Bearded Bruiser, and then I know that BCW's got this hot new tour going on. So, you know, Summer Sizzler, is it?
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
Is it at a Sizzler? Right.
No, but that would be amazing.
Would. But you know, I thought you were booked Summer Sizzler. You know,
no, so, that's this weekend.
I had to go through my black book of schmoozers, schmousers,
and schmucks.
There's also.
Look at this dude with a little black book.
He's turning to the Schlemiel page. He's going straight for it.
I don't turn to that page.
It's sticky.
Oh, my God. For those of you that are listening to us via the ChairShot Radio Network on the ChairShot.com, where they use their head, Santana Starks is literally showing us his little black book of schmoozers, schmousers, and schmucks.
And a Schlemiel.
Never turn to that page.
It's sticky, that's why. It's
never weird. Turn to that page. I did, however, turn to the page. You may have heard of him.
He's got too much time on his hands.
His name was Shrinky Shmalko.
No, you didn't. You didn't wrestle the.
What?
The Schmumper.
What?
Is that how you're gonna do it? The Schlumper. The Schlumper.
Schlump.
The Schlumper. The Schlumper.
The Schmumper.
The Schmumper?
The Schmumper.
Is that how you actually pronounce it? The Schmumper?
If you're Schminky Schmishmink.
Well. Yeah. Well, I mean, duh. I mean, I get a little tongue twisted when it comes to the schmucks, like, you know, Schumper. I don't know why I can't say that one. Schumper.
It just won't happen.
It's just one of those words.
Well, you know, it was a tough battle. You know, he took me, you know, back and forth. The battles were epic. I won, of course.
Did he happen to come out to the old, you know, Schmunder Schmuck?
Yes.
Don't do it.
It wouldn't have happened to have been the version made famous here.
We don't know the rights.
By us.
Stop. We can get tossed. You know that.
Wasn't long enough. That's what she said.
You can't take your own joke. You got to pause and let other people try to take the joke.
Nope.
That's some B-class shit, man.
Yep.
Keep that on Sunday.
Yeah, it was good times, you know. As I said, you know, we went back and forth.
That's what she said.
I thought he had me for the pin, but no, I came through. I won all the matches. Five times. It was good times. How was your weekend?
It was not one of epic proportions, that's for sure. I actually had to take old White Lightning, as we like to call her.
Right? What?
Take White Lightning and see the doctor.
Is that your penis?
No. Remember, that's what we named
that's
my
totally
truck.
His penis.
That's what we named my... What?
It's totally what he calls his penis.
I'm poking you with this now. Thumbtack to the arm.
I totally thought that's what you were talking about.
Shut up. Just shut up. Hey, Brandon, how you doing, man?
Does Brandon know about your penis?
No. No, not at all.
White Lightning?
Remember, you guys are the ones that named the truck White Lightning. I just figured if I referenced it that way, you would know exactly what I was talking about, but never mind then. That's fine. I took my truck in to see the doctor.
Your clitoris?
Yes.
Yeah, mine was Black Thunder. Yours is White Lightning, mine's Black Thunder. Remember? Remember?
Remember? Yep. I remember. Remember?
What's his little light twitch?
Mine's called I Tried.
Oh, we're talking about our pickup trucks here.
Yeah, we're talking about our trucks. What are you guys?
Both of them. It works for both.
I got a black pickup truck.
I got a white pickup truck. He's got a little white Jeep.
I got a compass, man.
A compass.
Oh.
I want to see the face.
I don't want big truck problems. Your guys' tires cost so much money.
What the f*** are you doing with that? Go through grocery shopping and shit?
Yeah. Aldi, man.
Well, I mean, what did you have before that?
A Patriot, which was like the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's just like the guy version, that's all.
Whatever.
I'm not making fun. He's the one that was giving you like the pouty face look.
Remember, you used to ride Kipper's bike. Just remember that.
I mean, if you want to word it that way, absolutely. That's how you want to put it? Yes.
Is it not a true statement?
Yes, Kipper. I used to ride the bike that Kipper now rides because he bought it from me.
This is semantics.
Yeah, absolutely.
He totally deflected the fucking.
I know. I know. I know. It's what he does all the time.
It's what I'm good at.
You wouldn't be good at it. I just like to follow the conversation, but it's all right. So yeah, I'm actually. I got news today that. It's nothing internal on the engine, so all of the...
That's not your prostate, right?
No.
Okay.
So all of the big money ticket items have now been erased from the board as far as how far in debt I'm going to go for this thing.
That's going to be like 30 small ones.
No, I'm hoping for nothing over $2,000.
Hope the guy's not listening, because if it was a $200 fix, I'd be like, man, it's
$19.99. Well, no, because I'm already at like $700 or something now. So it is what it is. But no, he called me with good news, and it's not going to be anything big. So hopefully by tomorrow.
That's what she said.
Hopefully by tomorrow I'll get the diagnosis, and then we'll get it fixed, because I got to get on the road for this weekend, which we'll talk about in a minute. So, Draven, how was your weekend?
My weekend? You want to hear about weekend?
Yeah, I want to hear about your weekend.
How bad?
I'm not. I've already said I won't. I'll just let you do what you can do. Have at it.
My weekend? Well, I'll tell you, people. My weekend was a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. That's about it.
And that's why I didn't encourage it. I thought maybe he would say something a little more exciting, like what he did. But, yeah.
What did I do Saturday?
I don't know. What did you do Saturday?
Saturday, I worked.
Okay. Didn't you say a Friday, Saturday, Sunday is your weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do Friday?
I worked.
And what did you do Saturday?
I worked.
And what did you do Sunday?
I worked.
You didn't do anything else?
Nothing else.
All right, cool. You live a very boring life. Why do you do this podcast?
Because I live a very boring life. You said it. Yeah. I'm a nobody. Haven't you realized this? Just that strange guy that shows up every Monday.
Yeah. That shit's on
that has a secret crush on Molly Molly. Molly Molly. Molly Molly.
The song?
Moxie Molly.
No.
That's why you pick on her all the time.
No. I just...
You got a secret crush on her.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
You guys could think that and try to push that agenda. I just pick on her because it's bad wrestling.
You're saying she's a bad wrestler?
Yeah. So was I, so... Real recognize real if you catch my drift. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man.
I know. I shouldn't call myself that shitty of a wrestler, but I was pretty drizzling.
Oh, man.
I mean, you said it. I mounted somebody and was like, him?
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Wow. Now he's accepting it. What?
If I accept it, she can't take it. I'm just taking her weapons away, or her
oh, for the
where she can shoot at.
For the big debate that may or may not happen.
It won't, because she's in
colder climates.
She's I'm not going to say it.
She's not a ite?
No, she's not cool.
Okay.
I think she would I think she'd verbally assault you. You'd be taken back.
I don't think she
I mean, she has verbally threatened him.
Right. Right. We were at the bar at the ARW show. She tried to hurt my feelings, I think.
I thought she did hurt your feelings.
No, not really. Not really. I don't care what a woman says. That's not my woman, so. I'm not being rude. I'm just saying.
All right. That's cool. I get it. It's all right.
What if your wife sold it?
What
if she was a wrestler? I mean, would you be down in women's wrestling so bad?
I wouldn't marry a woman wrestler.
Because he doesn't want to be with something that's better than you?
No, we've been best friends forever.
Who?
Me and you.
Just think you could mount her and it would be okay.
It would be all right. You'd be like, I'm mounting a wrestler tonight.
Yep.
That'd be interesting.
Want to try it later?
Yeah, what? You're going to get kicked off this show.
And that's why I do the podcast over here.
Or you're going to show up and you're going to be like in a booth over there somewhere.
That'd be awesome. Awesome.
You'd be like, what's your name from the Howard Stern show?
Robin Quivers.
Robin.
Oh, yeah. She gets her own little booth, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put you in a little booth.
Awesome.
We'll put you behind some glass.
Sweet.
No ventilation.
No, I don't work under these free conditions like that.
Absolutely. But, yeah, no, I'm hoping that he gets the truck fixed before this weekend because Friday.
You don't want to take White Lightning up there? No, that is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's your motorcycle called?
Lucy.
Gray
Lucille.
Lightning.
Lucille. Lucy. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
LSD.
That's where it came from.
DSL.
I was tripping on LSD while riding my motorcycle.
You need to crash that shit.
Yeah, no, a little bit. No, but this Friday kicks off the, as Starks was saying, kicks off the Brew City Wrestling Summer Sizzler Tour. Kicks off in Waukesha, Wisconsin this Saturday, or Friday rather, at the Elks Lodge. Main event that night is Cahagas defending the Brew City Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship with Kevin Sullivan in his corner.
Never heard of hers.
Against the rookie sensation, High Octane Onyx Andretti. And, of course, the returning bearded bruiser, Max Holiday.
Is your partner related to Mario Andretti?
He's not a partner.
Or Mario?
He is an opponent.
Oh, it's like
a three-way dance.
Hey, I heard you like the three ways. What the?
Also, that
able to leap tall buildings.
I mean, at least I believe that's the main event.
Look at you going out on a limb.
There's also the women's match.
Do you like three-way dances, Max?
Yeah, I don't mind. I did one for Anarchy. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't advertised or anything, but. I did do one for Anarchy against the Beer City Bruiser.
I've heard of her.
And, yeah, he's wrestling on your favorite wrestler's
cruise. Oh, he's going to be on the Jericho Cruise. I'm so jelly.
This guy comes over and we're talking wrestling. He goes, dude, we start talking about Matt. And he's like, did you see? I'm like, did I see what? He's like, he's wrestling on Jericho's Cruise. He got all excited and stuff. I was like, oh, man. And then he told me how his wife was like, we could do that.
Oh,
too much money.
You are not going on the Jericho Cruise.
No, I'm not. I've watched Titanic. Fuck that shit.
How much do you think one of those tickets are?
Ooh, I don't know. But it's like I don't know. You get a room and everything. You should probably look it up. Mm-hmm. How much is a normal cruise run?
See, there's too much work to be done in this comparison.
This one, okay, too much work. Come on.
You got the computer.
The computer's doing other things. You got a phone that's just sitting there.
It's monitoring the chat room, see?
So am I, so is he. There's three of us monitoring it.
Well, that means there's three phones. Why's it got to be me?
Because I'm also doing other things.
You ain't doing shit.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah, the Jericho Cruise looks awesome. I would definitely go. I'm not sure. Well, you know, I'm not going to lie. I can't swim, so I probably wouldn't go. I have seen Titanic. Draven's right.
Have you ever been on any type of cruise?
No, because I won't be that guy.
Oh. All I'm saying is she was kind of an asshole in Titanic because they could have totally shared that fucking piece of wood, that door. Could have totally shared it. But she's like, I'll never let go, and I let go because you died.
She did let go.
What yeah, a hooker. She's lying. And then she fucking throws that fucking diamond.
Stupid.
Who the fuck is she? Doesn't she have a family? This broad thinks nothing but herself. Like, what an asshole.
The next thing you know, he's going to be like, a woman should never be president. But anyways.
Is that what you think, Draven?
You don't want to know what I think. That's we can do a whole different podcast about what I think.
So then we're going to come back to what I was talking about on Saturday and Sunday. This is one of my favorites. Bruce City Wrestling will be taking over the Summerfest with Slammapalooza on the 30th and the 1st. You can come check out some Bruce City Wrestling. It's actually free with the price of admission to the park. I don't know how much that is.
I think $11.
Oh, that's not bad at all. And you get to take in some great acts.
Unless, let me cut you off there. You're going to see like the main show and the big...
That costs extra.
No, it's included in the price of that ticket. Which does cost extra. It'll be like a different ticket in and of itself.
Right. You'll just pay a little more to get in, but you'll be able to go see the main act.
No, you'll get in for free because you bought that ticket.
Oh, whatever.
For the main act. That's
either
what I'm
way.
Saying.
How much did the main act tickets cost?
When I saw Neil motherfucking Diamond, it was $35.
So about the price of a regular ticket?
Right, but that means you, I don't have I don't to know. Pay to get into Summerfest.
Yeah,
because...
no, I get that part.
Oh, you finally do.
But Dave Matthews will be the headline on Sunday. I think we've talked about that before. I don't remember who's on Saturday. Oh, Florida Georgia Line? This Saturday or something like that? I don't know. But anyways, that's Saturday and Sunday.
I miss Robert Hall, man. We used to be able to ask all these questions and get them like 20 seconds later.
Right. Boot, scoot, and boogie.
And then, but wait, there's more. Then on Tuesday.
What's going on Monday?
Nothing.
Oh, you just got day off?
Day off. Tuesday, July 3rd.
Come home.
Bruce City Wrestling invades the Franklin Civic Center for the pre-4th of July celebration, where there will be some pro wrestling action at 7:15.
Beautiful.
Last year, this was a good time. If I'm not mistaken, last year in Franklin Park, I teamed up with Brandon Blaze.
Never heard of her.
I forget who we took on. But I teamed up with Brandon Blaze. Oh, and then to wrap up the tour, well, the first leg of the tour.
Third leg, did you say?
The first leg. We'll be celebrating the 4th of July. Well, I mean, we won't be celebrating, but 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. 4th of July, we'll be in Watertown for the 215th annual 4th of July celebration.
That's a lot of fucking 4th of July celebrations.
Right? Oh, there it is right there. BCW will start at 1 p.m. bell time. Or 1 p.m. bell time, 2 p.m.
Fucking amateur, man.
Whew, I'm reading very small print here.
What?
But anyway.
You know, funny thing is, that. Like, there's not a lot of water in Watertown.
No.
So it's a town of lies. It should be called Liarton.
They have a lot of droughts. It should really be called Drought Town.
Lies.
It's kind of interesting. But yeah, that's going to be my starting Friday. That's going to be my 4 days, whatever. 5 day, 4 day, something like that.
5 day,
off
4 day
in the middle.
So yeah, you're booked next week, right?
Yeah, I totally booked next week. Cannot help you out. Just so you know, let's clear that up now. Cannot help you out. I'm sorry. You could just take me right out of the little black book for the week that for this weekend.
He's going to put you next to the sticky page.
That's not right. Not right at all. Did you hear today, I saw it come across one of my news feeds, some bar in Lincoln Park has banned face tattoos and Make America Great hats.
Oh, I want one of those hats.
And I'm not just looking at it and who thinks those look good? Like bright red caps. Nobody looks good. Unless you're fucking blood, you don't look good in bright red caps.
I would totally rock it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would wear it.
Your blood.
What up, blood? Yeah, but they banned them. I think they're trying to start some type of deal with the other restaurant that kicked out. What's her name? They were trolling hard. I looked it up. It's a video game bar called Replay in Linkin Park.
Isn't it right by CM Punk?
I think so. Somewhere down there.
We call him Phil.
Yeah, I went for a nice bike ride. That's what I did this weekend. I changed the oil on my bike.
With your daddy?
With my daddy.
Papa Bear?
That was a good time. I didn't realize how easy that was. I feel bad that I spent so much money the last year.
And your daddy hasn't shared that much knowledge with you.
Yeah, he felt bad about it, too. He literally said that. He's like, yeah, I kind of feel bad I never taught you any of this stuff. I was like, oh, dude, yeah, really? Yeah, that's good.
Richard Pryor, I ain't dead yet, Dad. Come on.
It's funny, though, because he came over to do it. And I'm like, you know what? I looked it up on YouTube.
My real father?
I looked up on YouTube how to do it. It's why I constantly tell him if I don't know how to do something, just look it up on YouTube. Half these people, if you need to learn to do something, Google it or YouTube it, and you'll figure it out.
I YouTube everything.
However, I have been on this kick lately, past week. I don't think I told you about it, doing the T-shirt thing. Been on a real kick about it.
You bought one?
I haven't bought what?
You bought a T-shirt machine?
No, not yet. I'm thinking about it, though.
He's really, really, really like, thinking about it.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, I'm not even sure why this ended up in my Facebook feed. But I kept seeing this advertisement for this thing called the Merch Maker. And it's a dummy version of a screen, you know, T-shirt maker. And I was like, that got it going. And next thing I know, I'm delving deep into how to make screens and, you know, the whole emulsion thing and what you're supposed to be doing. And I think I briefly touched on it with you, and you're like, yeah, I did it. I got that stuff still. You know, that sounds very Stark, right? Yeah, I got that stuff.
Yeah. It sounds like Rod or Rian.
I got it.
Yeah.
No, Rian's like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
You can gladly get your card on Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, wah, wah, wah.
Well?
Sorry, microphone.
Sorry, Rian. Well?
Well?
Well? So anyways, I looked up a few things, and I think I might, like some tabletop machines. I mean, I found the real deal. You can get a four color tabletop printer for like a couple $100. You know, the screen. You know, of course, they've got all kinds of gimmicks you can buy for it. But I thought about just doing a single gimmick and trying it out.
Well,
here, I'll do the ring. This is how Rian would respond to that on the B show. Well,
are you eating something?
Yeah, he's always eating something on the show.
Well, you know, it's a requirement if you come into the morning after that you have to bring something to eat or drink, preferably eat. And of course, everyone brings a gift for the studio, or they're supposed to. So I will tell you this much. I have eaten so many freaking sausage McMuffins. Or not even McMuffins. Sausage.
Biscuits?
No, McMuffins. Totally McMuffins. Because I love biscuits. Sausage McMuffins. Everybody hits up the McDonald's. Oh, yeah. I got to go to McDonald's. Get some dollar menu stuff.
Fucking cheap asses. Step your game up.
I'm waiting for someone to come in here with like some
steak and eggs.
Yeah. Like, I made this for you.
You know what? We're going to talk about this shit, and it's going to happen, so stop talking about the B-show.
Well, you know, what's Rian goes out, and he books guests and stuff like that.
Ooh,
for the show.
Who was this on Sunday? Ooh.
That was the owner of Chicago Wrestling Alliance.
What is a Chicago Wrestling Alliance?
If you were a wrestler or on the scene, you would know. But you're not. So
isn't this place?
It is a smaller promotion that runs out of
Jake the Schmidt.
Jake the Schmidt.
Beat Starks, isn't this the place?
Oh, is this the place where Schmitty, Jake Schmitty beat Stark Skeezy?
He cheated.
For Sheezy.
Still winning Schmidt's it. Book. Man.
It wasn't clean.
Oh, really? Did he get tested?
It wasn't clean.
Holy cow. Anyways. It's a it's a small promotion that runs out of Dalton, Illinois, and they're primarily a web-based company, if you will. They have very, very small crowds, but they have a very large YouTube channel with a lot of viewers, and they put out full multi-hour shows. You can watch them all on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll put it on my to-do list.
I mean, technically speaking, if you really wanted to return to wrestling, you could. You could go there and just have all kinds of fun. I mean, Schmidt's
you go there and start. You could start mounting people again.
Yeah, no. Absolutely, go in there and start mounting.
No, this drizzling is going to stay on the sideline.
This drizzling, it's staying on the sideline. This drizzler.
Oops. I know my place.
I think you're cutting yourself short here.
Nope. I'm telling the truth. And the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I'm just saying, if you really wanted to, you could probably go there and, you know, make a little name for yourself on the comeback tip, yo.
You know, there's a big thing. You ever heard being a big fish in a small pond?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a small fish in a big pond?
Sure.
I'd be a big fish in a puddle over there.
Wow.
But who am I?
Exactly. Who are you?
Nobody.
So you would technically not even be a big fish in a puddle as much as you would just be like, you know, a little...
Oh, I'd have a
little
list of...
sea monkey in a jar.
I'd have a list of demands if I'm coming back to wrestling.
Get out of here, list of demands. What kind of demands would you have if you returned to wrestling?
M&M's.
It'd be like a seedling of sperm in like a gigantic woman that has never been...
I think we're delving into his fantasies.
No, we're talking about you. Stop deflecting all the topics that come to you.
Really?
Man, trying to include you because you live such a boring life, but you keep deflecting everything.
Right. That's what I'm good at.
Come on, man. You want to start mounting people again? Let's do it. Fuck it.
Not until the shirt gets made. You start your t-shirt business and make the mount t-shirt, and I'll come. You'll have a better chance of coming back.
No, just this is what you get with Draven. Doesn't matter. Camera on, camera off. There's always something's attached to it. There's always a catch.
I agree.
A caveat, as I like to say.
He likes caviar.
No. Caveat. Look it up, sunshine.
So did you see that the IHOPs actually started literally flipping the peas?
Did we talk about this? We talked about this last week.
Yeah, no, we did. I'm saying, now if you go to IHOP, it's not a joke. It's not a marketing scheme. It's the real deal. Holyfield.
Yeah, for a few years, and then it'll go back.
I'm never going there again.
No? You don't feel a need to go?
As a matter of fact, I'm boycotting. I'm not going. Unless it's pancakes. I'm not.
You amend that statement. Unless you want pancakes at weird hours of the day, because if there's a decent breakfast place open,
anytime, yeah, you need these pancakes. Fuck that. How are you going to try to take over a business that's already taken over? What are they going to do? Try to McDonald's has got the McDouble. Everybody's going to go get the McDouble. No one's going to go to a National House of Burgers. Fuck that shit. Their burgers ain't even that good.
How do you go from pancakes to burgers? That's
the burgers just ain't that good. I mean, have you ever had a burger from there?
No, I try not to eat burgers when I go to the International House of Pancakes.
I try not to go there, period.
That's for other reasons, I'm sure.
It just might be a cheaper solution for them. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to make pancakes.
I don't like the marketing ploy they're doing.
It's not a marketing ploy.
Whatever.
It's the real deal, man, I'm telling you. They've literally taken the peas and they flipped them upside down on the buildings.
They took a pea?
and it says IHOP now.
Are they building? That's like Burger King turning themselves into Pancake King.
Now, if they actually threw like some white sheet signs over it, that'd be hilarious.
What? What are you talking about?
You know, like where they drape a white sheet over it and they like spray paint Pancake King on there.
Some days I don't even know you.
What are you talking?
Kind of like they did for 7-Eleven when the Simpsons movie came out. They turned them all into Quickie Marts.
Right, exactly. Something like that. Something along those lines. I wanted to bring some. Why is this not popping up?
That is what she said.
Hey,
Brandon. Hey.
Damn it. Damn it all to hell. I really was hoping that would show up. Oh well.
Brandon has been like making a like small comeback to him.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know, you want to tell that story?
I mean, is that good?
Is it really a story we could tell on the air?
I mean,
DVD.
DVD. I mean, I guess you could say it in the DVD extras. Yeah, if you want to hear, we'll tell you what happened.
I tell it all on the DVD extras.
DVD extras is where we get deep,
really deep.
Apparently, we're gonna get Brandon. Hey,
5.5 deep on average. I haven't seen it, but on average, 5.5.
I don't know if we'll. Should we really touch on? Well, I guess we can kinda.
You want to touch Brandon? Hey,
Like I said, Max, you got this.
Yeah, right. Did you guys see that Father Michael Flager is planning a shutdown of the Dan Ryan on July 7th? Here in the, well, not here, but in the great state of Illinois and the big metropolis city of Chicago.
I just want to know what that's going to accomplish.
Well, July 7th, it says right here, buses leave St. Sabina at 9:30. Meet at 79th and the Dan at 9:45. And you can sign up at...
get hit by a semi-truck on accident at 9:52.
Yeah, sign up at shystrong.org. CHIstrong.org. I think that we should go infiltrate this and, do some of that, like, you know, behind-the-scenes type stuff and interview people. Like, why are you here? Why are you doing this? The whole purpose...
You do that. Talk to anybody that has a... bow tie on over there because they really don't want to talk to you.
I always try to talk to those people too.
I like their bean pies.
According to Father Flager 12 hours ago in his Facebook feed, we will disrupt the flow of traffic because gun violence has disrupted the lives of thousands of Chicagoans. We want our city to act vigorously to bring about systematic change and real solutions for our children. No business as usual when children die in our streets. Join us. And it has a black fist, a white fist, a Mexican fist, and a brat. I'm so confused. There's like three.
There's how like do you tell the Mexican fist and the...
Asian fist, I guess?
What color is it?
There's tan, white, brown, and black, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of colorblind.
I see what you did there.
Asian.
Huh? Yeah, Asian. We threw an Asian in there. So yeah, that's why they're doing it. It's to
Max, we'll call it the Asian one.
The Asian one's gonna have to be probably the tan one. Unless that's like, you know, maybe that's Middle Eastern. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the emojis represent. Like, there's no definition of on the nationality. It's just, you know, I guess which color matches you better. I don't know how they do it, but yeah. Oh, look at that. Ooh, someone's mom, I won't say who, but I'll point fingers, gave the angry face. The best part, though, about this Dan Ryan shutdown that's going to happen in Chicago to protest the violence, of gun violence. And I'm all for, you know, protesting the gun violence.
I thought you were going to say you're all for gun violence. I'm like, you're an asshole.
No, I'm all for, you know. My question is, one, what is blocking off the Dan Ryan going to accomplish? Two, what is blocking off the Dan Ryan on a Saturday morning going to accomplish? And are they asking for more gun laws? Because isn't Chicago have some of the strictest gun laws?
Yeah, in the country.
Well, I mean,
Dan Ryan, have you ever been on that motherfucker?
On a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Is it that busy on Saturday morning?
It's insane.
Really? At 9 a.m., 9:30, 9:45,
yeah. 10
a.m.?
Yeah.
Really?
Like you're going to get your ass ran over.
Well, that's well, see, that was what I said.
Expressway, man. I mean, like, 90 is like the fucking average speed.
You know, that is very true. That's very true. 90 is the average speed over there. But they're doing this on a Saturday morning. That's a totally different crowd. That's not your, you know, 9-to-5ers going to work. That's everybody, I'm assuming now, going to the beach, going to the city. Man, people are going to get hurt. People are going to get shot. People are going to get ran over.
I mean, that expressway's got some, like, pretty ruthless nicknames as well.
Such as?
Yeah, Starks. What are you talking about?
I don't know none of this. We live in Indiana.
Right. I know it is 8094.
What's that?
Or even 94 over there.
You know, I used to call it all 57. Like, which way are you taking 57? To the city? Yep. And then, I don't know, 57 all the way there. I had no clue. No clue. I knew how to get there, knew how to get back. And that was about it. Anyway, so yeah, what are some of the other names for the Dan Ryan? Ruthless names, savage names.
Did you? Yeah.
I didn't. Why are you looking at me like I made these up?
I'm not saying you made anything up. And I'm just, I'm based off the way you're talking.
Like one of them is like, you know, the Jigga 500.
What's Jay-Z got to do with it?
Well, I'm not saying it, but
Jigga I didn't what?
Think. Oh, he meant the Ninja 500.
Ah.
Whatever.
Okay.
There's more?
There's a couple more, yeah. I have to think of them, but
I was like, you have to like think them up or like try to remember them.
One more. It's over. Fuck out of my fucking house. It's
I'll give you Ninja 500.
How the fucking... I'm not even going to start.
Oh, man. Anyways, that's funny.
Don't forget, everybody out there, Hank's Vintage Stash is the place to be. Get yourself some cool-ass toys, like Sable.
See, I don't like talking about Hank's Vintage Stash, and you can usually find them at the LSUP Swaporama, but I don't like saying that at all, because he gives you guys free stuff. He never gives me anything free. So I don't even know why we bring up Hank's Vintage Stash.
Things that are given to us for the studio technically are for you as well.
No.
I mean, if you would like to take things down and take them home...
I want these.
But take them home.
I want them all.
Take them all. Take everything. Upstairs. Take whatever you want.
I'm taking the whole thing.
You greedy white devil. And let me also, you know, yeah, definitely check out Hank's Vintage Stash. Look him up on Facebook. Check him out at the Alsop Swap over there off of 294 in Cicero and 127th.
What's his booth number?
You cannot miss them. I don't know what the booth number is. But they're there, and they also have a lot of Chase Funko Pops. They have a lot of things. We've received several things from them. For instance, for those of you that are watching us via Facebook Live, and I'll try to describe it to the best of my knowledge, or best I can. For those that are listening via the Chair Shots Radio Network, the latest thing that we received actually from Hank's Vintage Stash right here is behind me. It is a vintage Curly from the Three Stooges TV show. It's a vintage Curly doll. Wow. It was actually in just a plastic package. We kind of took it out of the package because it was really messed up.
He's got a big chest.
But yeah, he's still pinned up there. It's really interesting. Just like if you saw it in person, I can't take it down and show it to you. If you saw it, you would see how vintage it is. I don't even know what else to say about it. That and then the Bruce Springsteen poster over up here.
The boss.
Does anybody even like The Boss?
Some people do. Some people do. Born in the USA. You got the Kiss one. Guns N' Roses, Kiss. Jesus, what was that? David Lee Roth, Iron Maiden.
Megadeth.
Monsters of Rock. Ah, man. How much were those tickets? It doesn't say.
I'd be excited about Megadeth because I think that was right around Countdown to Extinction.
I'm curious how much those tickets would run. I mean, it'll probably be nothing to us now, but...
What if they translated into 2018 dollars?
That would probably be best. So I can understand. Anyways. It's all right.
Can't believe he's hiding that glorious hair of his.
Also...
Didn't he? Oh.
Does he still have it?
It's like a striptease.
I do, but here's the thing. So I was doing this job out in Tinley Park.
Uh-oh.
My hair was looking extra full and luscious, but the sides were just getting out there, and I was like, I don't dig that. But the top was looking nice and flowy.
Yeah.
Everything. It was everything.
Flow, let
it
flow.
It was letting my soul glow. It was flowing. Okay. Any hoozer. So I'm done doing this job, and it was at a currency exchange. And I go next door, and there's a salon. I can't call it a barbershop or anything because that wasn't what it was. It's just a salon, right? So I'm like, you know what? I got to get this hair off my head. It's making me sweat. The size, at least. So I go into the salon, and this chick's just sitting there. It's an older chick, you know, maybe like in her 50s or something. Something like that, you know? And and I go in, and I'm like, she's staring at me, I'm staring at her, and I'm like, can I get a haircut? Right? What the fuck? And she's like, oh, sure. Like, what the fuck do you think I came in to rob you? Anyway, she sits me down, and I mean, she's like, well, what'd you want? I'm like, I just want the side shave. Don't touch the top.
Oh, no.
Make it blend in, right? This fucking bitch proceeds to fucking go on the side of my hair really quick with this fucking razor. I'm like, she's not even like holding the top. I'm like, oh, she's written all over it. And she's going to town, right? And I'm like, oh man, she's getting higher and higher. I'm like, damn, never seen nothing like this in my life. All right. This is an extra special haircut. So then after that, she's all like, I'm just going to even out the top. And I thought she meant like, you know, so it wasn't all like weird hanging over like it was and shit. I thought maybe she's going to like, this bitch started, I was like, ooh, hold on. She's like, no. And I was like, yeah, hold the fuck on. And it was this big ass thing. So long story short, this bitch didn't get a tip. And also, if you're ever in Tinley Park and you're on 171st Street in Harlem and there's a currency there, don't go to the salon next to it because this bitch will butcher your fucking hair.
Oh, man. That's horrible. Sorry to hear that. Oh, man. They really, oof. Damn.
So it's just really fucked up, man. I got to like let it grow for another couple months.
Well, you know, at least it's cut to the point of when it grows out, it'll kind of grow out a little more. It'll grow out a little more even, I guess.
Oh, and it's all fucked up.
It'll be fine.
At least it grows back.
If you are into the whole healthy living supplements,
golden showers,
all that stuff. Look up Sports Nutrition Standard. It's where I go for all my pre-workout and protein, and you can go to them and get you some other supplements, all that good jazz. If you're into that, just check them out. They help me out, and I know that they will help you out. They're very well priced, and they will ship. They will ship to you. So check them out. And then, of course, you know, Stark's Pest Control. Check them out. It's Stark Skeezy's baby. And doing very well with that. And then Draven.
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll let Draven wrap it up as we get ready to head over to our DVD extras. I guess we're going to talk a little Brandon Hay.
Yeah.
Brandon Hay.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to wrap. I guess we're going to wrap up the Facebook Live show. We're going to wrap up the first hour. We're going to go a little DVD extras. Give you a little extra. Draven.
Yes, sir.
Before we get out of here.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to say? Promote? Plug?
Just one thing, Mr. Holliday.
Mm-hmm.
When I want to tell all the children, please, don't die to meet me. Live, children. Live. Live. Live to love me. And see what I did there is I did it right with an R. I did it right.
Right. Right. Okay. Starks.
So, I'd like to say, first of all, that it may be difficult for some people to find these DVD extras as it's being stated in our little tech room here. So, Max, before we get off the air, you may need to describe a little bit better how to find these DVD extras.
In order to listen to the DVD extras, you need to go to thechairshot.com for the Chairshot Radio Network, and that will direct you to the right spot. I know that if you have iTunes, we will pop up on iTunes. Now, it's not going to pop up right away. You may have to wait about a day.
Or three.
No. And when the show is over, I will forward our audio to them, and it usually takes them a couple hours to get it up.
Bastards.
But if, as long as I send it off tonight or tomorrow, it'll be up by tomorrow night, most likely. But
don't lie to the people.
No. But thechairshot.com, that's where you can find the DVD extras, the Chairshot Radio Network. It is on iTunes, Stitcher, podcast, something another. What? But thechairshot.com. Look it up, thechairshot.com. Or you could do like everybody else does and Google it. Just Google the Chairshot Radio Network, and I guarantee you it's going to pop up.
Guarantee it.
Or you can Google the Hot Pod on the Chairshot Radio Network, and I bet you that we pop up, and then you'd have to click and go to the page and then find the episodes. And
you lost most of our listeners.
I didn't lose anybody. Actually, half of our listeners just be like, "Well, let me check my podcasting app." All right, yep, that'll work.
But we digress.
Chairshot Radio.
So yeah, Chairshot Radio Network.com. Go and check it out. Check out the DVD extras, where we get deep.
Very deep.
5.5.
All that good shit. Before we get out of here, I just like to do this right. I'm not going to do this right.
Stitcher. Did you say right twice?
No, I said I'm not going to do this white.
Racist.
You can find the Chair Shot on Stitcher, iTunes.
Shh. He's talking.
Don't ever. Ever.
Forever.
To motherfucking love me. Hashtag D's nuts. Hashtag just a tip. Hashtag Scotty tipping. Hashtag squeeze the tip before you roll it down. Hashtag thanks world. Hashtag the Mountie is returning.
Hey.
Hashtag and bitch.
I don't like you. Yeah, go to thechairshot.com. That's where you're going to find all kinds of stuff. News, podcasts, radio. You're going to find us there. Check it out. And also, we will share, or at least I share, via the Hot Pods Facebook, all the links. I think I tweet them as well via thehoppod.com. Or not thehoppod.com. Twitter, thehoppod. Facebook, thehoppod. Just look them up. The Chairshot Radio Network. It's where we're at. It's what we're doing. Big things happening around here and stuff.
Mr. Halliday, you got anything to say?
Nope, I don't have very much to say. But what I am going to say is that next week we'll be back here to do it all.
No, we won't.
Well, no, we won't. Next week we're off because I'll be in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Only thinking of yourself.
No, actually, I was thinking of the Hot Pod.
Going to call you Kate Winslet.
I'm still going to do a morning after, but
we don't talk about the B show.
You guys, you know, not going to do a Hot Pod. Whatever. All right, that's cool. So 2 weeks from today, the Hot Pod will be back, and we'll be live. But till then, we'll catch you on the flip side. We're going to the DVD extras.
We out.
This show is awful, terrible, disgusting.
See you next week?
Of course.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do the avocado think?
It's the pits.
I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague.
Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool? You watched it.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quits! Quits!
Boo!
I bet the show is canceled.
Yay!
Good night.
So long.
Oh, no!
This show tonight.
At these prices, who's gonna complain?
Watch out!
Oh.
We surrender!
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, too.
You're on.
Terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.
Unless, of course, you are listening to this podcast via the Chairshot Radio Network, then you know that this is the point of the show that we get into our DVD extras because we get deep.
Very deep.
That's why it's called the DVD extras.
5.5.
And there we go. We are officially done streaming on Facebook Live, and we are just recording our audio now.
So technically we're not live anymore, per se.
No, we are now re-recorded DVD extras. And we were talking DVD extras tonight. We were going to talk a little bit about what happened to old Brandon Hay.
Hey.
At least what are the rumors? What is that? Hey, who is that?
Is that Brandon Hay now?
Who'd that be, yo?
Hey. It's Brandon Hay.
All right. Yeah. I guess you would ask the question, what happened?
Yeah, never got that answered.
What the
Well,
I'm sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
I thought you were telling the story.
No, you were telling the story. He was the one that wanted to do it in the DVD extras.
You were the one who told me about it.
Wow.
Right?
No, you actually told me about it. It's not normally how this stuff goes.
You know, I still don't know anything about it, though.
So, fuck it, because, you know. I mean,
it's the DVD extras.
DVD extras, you know?
Yeah, well, you gotta do it. I guess.
Basically, and like I said, this is all through the grapevine.
This is grapevine type stuff.
You know, about 99.9% of the time, the grapevine's true.
Oddly enough.
But you did not see this per se with your own eyes.
Oh, actually, no, I didn't.
Not this time.
This one I did. So Brandon Hay, everybody knew Brandon Hay as being this golden child. Can't do wrong. It's the golden smile, like, you know, Finn Balor type of thing. You know?
I mean, this is the son of Buddy Roberts, Fabulous Freebird.
Right, Buddy Roberts Jr. I mean, you know, he's taking on, you know, everybody sees the innocence in him, and he's a great guy, and all this stuff and whatnot. And I guess when it came down to it, he was, you know, when it comes down to what it comes down to, is the rats got the best of him, and I guess he was rat.
He was what?
Playing in the sewer, man, kicking rats around. And, you know, sometimes when you're doing that, you get in trouble.
Did he have a wife?
Apparently.
I don't know if he has a wife or a serious girlfriend, but
it was one of those either or, like super serious or wife, whatever the case may be. And she wasn't having it, so she gave him the
heave-ho.
Yeah. Wasn't it like the old wrestling or me type scenario, or at least the rumor has it?
Yeah, I mean, this is all grapevine. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know this for a fact.
Nothing here is concrete. It's all via the grapevine.
As we stated before, though, the grapevine is usually like 99.9999999% right.
True story.
So he threw away what possibly could have been a lucrative career. Because he couldn't say no to a rant.
Well, I wouldn't say he threw it away as much as he was just like, and I'm not going to do this because his woman was more important.
Well, obviously she wasn't that important when he was on his back. And I wasn't talking about in the ring.
Well, I mean, you know, it gets the best of us, I guess.
Over and over again?
I don't know details. The rumor was that, you know, he cheated on his girl while out doing the whole Freebird gimmick with your boy.
Why is it my boy?
Tristan. And
P.S.
I guess they were tag teaming some chick, and, you know.
Oh.
Wynn got back to the
it
old
It wasn't
lady.
The other Freebird, was it?
No, I don't know if they were tag teaming anybody.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I mean, that's the rumor.
Gives,
you know,
new definition of hot tag.
That was definitely the rumor that, you know, that's why he's gone from wrestling, is because he got busted with extracurricular activities.
Yeah, there was also a rumor around that they were tag teaming Tristan's wife.
Ooh, no!
Is that true?
The fuck do I know? I wasn't there. Saying it's a rumor going around.
I mean, there's also rumors that Tristan Hayes is, you know, he's still out there trying to have some extracurricular activity. I mean, it's the weird. You hear the weirdest things.
Wow.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. Like, you hear the things like Tristan Hayes having a WrestleMania party, and then doing a girl in the bathroom while his wife is sleeping.
I was there. Oh. Coincidentally.
I heard he might have somebody's kid, right? Somebody might be raising his kid.
Oh, I did. What do you mean?
Like, rhymes with like, rain and not temple.
Temple Rain is raising a Tristan
Hayes
kid?
Not him. But rain. Rhymes with rain.
Rain? I don't know. So you're saying that Hayes has an illegitimate kid out there that you've heard?
I'm not saying it. I just say I heard.
That's what I just said. You said you heard Hayes has an illegitimate kid out there somewhere that's being raised by some other wrestler?
Yeah, because they think it's their kid.
Oh!
Now you know who I'm talking about.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Still funny.
You were almost it. Never mind.
I wish I knew.
Oh, wait a minute! Are you talking about... Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about now. Like, the Icons broke her into the wrestling.
Yeah. No, or two. Oh, not, I guess I'm not. No. Yes. Yes.
Icons broke her into wrestling. You guys talking about.
Yes. 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 Probably. Yeah, we're all talking about the same person.
These guys are horrible. Yeah, no longer. These guys were horrible.
Yeah, good thing. That was horrible. We were starting to have entourage just to have an entourage. People just wanted to hang out. You want to hang out? Want to walk to the ring, too?
You want to walk to the ring?
That's how we got him.
You got a set of tits?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Pretty much. Oh, yeah. No, that's funny. Yeah, so I suppose that's the old rumor of why Brandon Hay... He's no longer around.
And you guys were afraid to say this on the regular show?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to put that type of information out there live.
Especially when you don't know the truth.
We don't know if it's 100%. That's the rumor. That's why we keep saying that's the rumor. Right. I mean, that's something that's kind of, you know, we don't want to put it out there live. It's pre-recorded now. I mean, we'll host it and who knows?
People actually have to do work to find out what happened to Brandon.
Absolutely. Hay. Absolutely. I mean, maybe people aren't doing work. Maybe people are just listening to this show because they've got nothing better to do. They're like, we're going to get some juicy gossip out of these guys. I don't know.
No juicy gossip.
Nope. No juicy gossip. All right. Well, I figure, you know, 13 minutes of DVD extras, that's more than you. Oh, what's happening here? Heard it through the grapevine.
I'll bring some more grapevine news next week.
Oh, bam, bam, bam. Oh, wait, shit. I got that down. Hold on.
Professional.
More grapevine news next week.
Yeah. I walk around my office. Someone drops some news. I'm like, I'm that guy.
God, I'd fire you.
No, you wouldn't.
Grapevine news next week.
Make sure you tune in next week to get that grapevine news.
I love it.
What do you like for breakfast?
One more out of the grapevine for next week for sure.
Ham.
Damn it.
Oh, there's a lot. All of a sudden, the rumor mill is milling rumors.
I mean, what else would a rumor mill do?
Oh, man, that's amazing. All right, guys, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks you all for tuning in via thechairshot.com and taking the few extra minutes here that we like to provide of random content for you guys. I mean, it was a good story, I guess. Brandon Hay cheating on his wife.
Hey.
Almost, you know, I mean, he did quit wrestling. Usually it's the other way around. So clearly he did not have a love for the sport like most of us do.
Like his father.
That's low. All right. Yep. No, we'll let it go. All right. So for Santana Starks, Johnny Draven, I'm Max Holiday. This is the Hot Pod on the Chair Shot Radio Network. And we will catch you all on the flip side.
Hey. Huh. My wife's pregnant.